From San Francisco, California, this is Mostly Music. And now, your hosts, Ignatius Palafox and the Low Spark.
Oh yeah. We are back. And we came bearing gifts.
Gifts?
Gifts. You're embracing one of them.
Oh.
As we speak.
Shalom. Welcome back to Mostly Music.
Thank you.
This is, what do we have in the room?
We have XR.
Roll call.
XR Mexican.
And,
Mandinga.
Mandinga.
Also known as Zero Tech.
Because
she
Zero
knows
Tech.
Nothing about technology.
Well, what does that make me then? Shit.
It makes you a fucking Luddite.
I see.
And, we are now referring to XR Mexican as Family Jewels. So
with a Z?
With a Z.
J-U-E-L-Z.
Jewels.
That's right.
Got me Jewels.
But I thought you were toying around with another name as well, Mandinga. No?
Oh, the Zero Tech?
Zero Tech.
Oh, that, yeah, that was the name. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'll refer to you as Mandinga.
For the sake of yeah, continuity, I guess. I
don't know. I'm old school.
That works.
Yeah. It's only been 4 weeks. It's been a month
since
the last
had
episode.
Oh,
only a month, right?
I don't know. We'll let the audience decide. It's been about a week, I think. Right?
who's blowing on the horn?
Oh, we got JJ Johnson helping us out here tonight. So, you know, the king of the trombone, I guess, you know, but
trombone.
Oh yeah, you know,
the
one
slide
of
slide trombone.
Is there any other trombone?
I don't know. That, why did they? I don't know why they define it.
Definitely one of the first, if not the first, sort of popular trombonist to get into bebop, you know, and to fully embrace bebop. You know?
Did you guys get a chance to see La La Land?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I didn't. I never really thought of jazz in the way that that movie kind of explains it.
Is that
it's
a good
dope
thing? A good thing.
It's
yeah
a great thing. Yeah,
yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That's good. Beautiful.
You know, in what way? In like a,
he explains
like a
that
modern
it's,
way? Or explain it?
Just how exciting it is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people diss it because they don't know much about it or it's elevator music.
They people tend to snooze on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But well, jazz has a lot of interesting, like, variations, styles, stories. But what's his name? The leading actor?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. He plays a jazz freak so well in that movie. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. The way he's just obsessed with jazz music and yeah, his like perspective on it. It's like pure.
It's
so
beautiful.
He did that really well in the movie.
It was great. Yeah.
The dancing was shit.
Right, I was just
right. Right. He can dance.
His acting was great, but no, it wasn't. No,
no, his dancing.
He's no Patrick Swayze.
He's not okay. Swayze. Oh.
He's no Travolta. I think at times you could actually see him like counting his steps. It's kind of funny. Right, look, I mean, I couldn't do it. You know, look, I have no, nothing against it. I have nothing against.
He's
that
no Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Newsy.
Can he dance?
Newsies and Swing Kids.
Right. Oh yeah. But
yeah.
But that was he was.
Oh
a kid.
No, he can dance.
He was a teenager.
Yeah, you know.
Can he still dance?
Yeah, he came up as an artist, like a performer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
still a douche.
Well, he's a piece of shit. He hit. What did he hit? His mom and his sister.
He hit his mom and his sister.
Well, they were trying to. They were.
I mean, you know, he is
story,
Batman. So
the story. Yeah, that's true. Da 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 da, dancing in the background. Anyways. Where he's berating that fucking Grips guy in the fucking Terminator
yeah
filming. Anyways,
it's a good rant.
The story goes that Christian Bale was in a hotel room about to receive an award, or it was like premiere night or something, and his mom and sister are trying to like pressure him into giving them money for something, maybe blackmail, and he pushes them, And he kind of like
physically pushes
them. Physically pushes them down and like berates them and then
good.
yeah, well deserved. Christian Bale, keep doing you. Anyways.
Yeah,
I digress.
I'm going to make a quick note because periodically you may be hearing the sounds of the city. You're going to hear buses. You're going to hear assholes talking in the street. We are in Nob Hill with all the windows wide open because it's been over 100 degrees for the last 3 days. So we're dying in here. It's a hot box.
But who the
so
fuck just bear has with air conditioning?
Us with the,
nobody.
Nobody. And that's the only thing saving us because otherwise there'd be a lot more noise, I guess, right now coming in. We have every window open, and we're dying.
We're fine.
We're just drinking beer.
We're fine.
We're drinking beer out of wine glasses.
Some of us are. Yeah.
You're breaking a sweat.
There's a bead of Coke sweat just going down your brow. He's gacked out of his gourd.
That'd be lovely.
So, J.J. Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was that track?
That track was Blue Trombone from The Trombone Master.
Interesting.
Self-proclaimed, I guess, but trombone fitting master. Moniker. Yeah,
it's the first trombone player I can ever name.
Really?
Thanks to you now.
Okay, well, there you go. J.J. Johnson, easy to remember. And, you know, if you can find any of his records, buy it, you know, even if you don't have a record player, because they're super hard to find. But
really? Good to know.
Highly recommend it, yeah.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Duly noted.
He had a long career. But, yeah, no, but you're right. Generally, a trombonist doesn't really get a lot of play outside of, like, Dixieland or trad jazz or whatever, you know. So, no, it's nice, especially in bebop, because, you know, you think of bebop as super fast, and it's kind of hard to keep up. Kind of hard to keep up with that trombone.
He just did the shake weight motion.
The gesture of cock sucking to the face.
Mm-hmm. When you pantomime playing a trombone, it looks like you're playing the rusty trombone, and that's no good.
Shoving it in
hence
your
hence the
face.
Name, the rusty trombone. I'm nowhere.
You got something to beat the heat here? Because I need something to get my mind off this heat. I'm not.
All right, well, something, I don't want to say upbeat, but something obscurely upbeat.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot lately. Susie and the Banshees.
Okay.
You know, a lot of post-punk, goth rock.
Susie Sue.
Yeah, Susie Sue, lead singer. They were a late 70s, early 80s band, female front, amazing voice, weird instrumentation. You know, like an obscure trombone player. These guys were playing off instruments, you know. Different types of sounds on their guitar, different things on the keyboards, and random other shit thrown in, especially in their later albums. But on their first single, kind of blew everyone away. Like, well, what is this sound? And
now, remind me, is this an all-female band?
No.
Okay.
She's the only female in the band.
Got it.
They've had a lot of members. We'll get into that, into the membership of Susie and the Banshees. But this is Hong Kong Garden. Hong Kong Garden, yeah. The best part about this band is that they had this lineup of dudes. It's her and this other dude, Severin. I know his last name's like Severin or something. Him and her, they co-created this band. And they had, like, you know, a lot of turmoil because they had a different sound. They weren't received that well by the public too quickly. But other artists, even to this day, you ask any artist, Dave Gahan, you ask a lot of the voices of the 80s, you know, Morrissey even says, like, top three greatest bands ever to have a specific sound that belonged to them.
This this is from their first album, or
this is their first single before their first album came out.
Oh, okay.
This is late 70s.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is so the band formed 76, started performing 78, recording 79, released in 80, I think.
How long did they stay together?
Till about 96.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then there's reformations later with other side projects. But it's great, like, what's his name? From the Sex Pistols, their guitarist. The
one Johnny Rotten?
No, not John Lydon.
Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious. Mm-hmm. He played for them. Robert Smith from The Cure played for them because... when
for
they
them
were,
or their side projects
for them and we'll get into their side project. So Robert, they were on tour together. Two of their guitarists, for some reason, or two of their bandmates left. They had to replace people in an emergency, and Robert Smith's like, I'll fill in. Nice. Robert Smith's an amazing guitarist, he's a virtuoso, and he's like, I'll fill in. So he comes in and plays with them on stage and, you know, on TV performances and stuff, and he literally fills in 6 months here and 6 months later. But he's The Cure broke up in between, and they got back together, so he had to go back to the band. He's like, hey, I was like, I have to quit Susie and the Banshees because, like, I can't do two bands, and The Cure is my band, so, you know. But they're still, like, you know, friends and stuff, whatever. So Robert Smith and the co-creator of Susie and the Banshees actually have a side project together.
What?
Called The Glove. They had, like, one EP / LP that came out, but... the both bands became two of the greatest bands of the 80s and 90s, so they couldn't focus on that side project. I mean, like, what are you going to be, The Glove as a side project, or you want to be Susie and the Banshees or The Cure? Your choice. So Robert Smith and this dude put together this weird studio album. It's just crazy. It's like nobody really got it. It was mostly instrumentals. It was poorly recorded, but they produced, like, really interesting tracks. I'm going to go right into the next track.
The Glove?
The Glove.
Okay.
The song is called A Blues in Drag.
So is this, like, predominantly instrumental?
A lot of the tracks are. I mean, you do hear Robert Smith and other vocals. I think Susie Sue does do vocals on it. I'm not sure.
It's crazy. I've never heard this.
It's nice,
most
but
people
it's
have
awesome.
It.
Huh? It's nice, but very weird.
It's very weird. So there's a quote, Susie Sue and other bandmates and some of the members of The Cure. So Severin and Robert Smith would be recording Odd Hours, weird vibe, and they'd walk by and peek into the studio and be like, what the fuck is this? So it's like, you know, if Susie Sue and The Cure are saying this compilation of tracks for this obscure side project is weird, then that says something.
Is this late 80s, 90s then? Or?
No, this is early 80s.
Oh, okay.
This is, I would say 82.
I like the glove. I like that.
Yeah, it fits like a glove.
Slightly sexual.
So like you were saying about how playing Hong Kong Garden, what did you feel when that played? You made a comment.
It's really progressive for its time, for sure.
Are they all American?
This is English.
Okay.
Yeah. Susie and the Banshees is from London. I'm not quite sure where Robert Smith's from. I know he's English, but I don't know what part of England. But it's a London, total London band, Susie and the Banshees.
You sound like you're from London.
No, but they are totally... I mean, back then, people were like, whoa, this is very different, because this came after fucking... This came around punk, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there was, like, no glam rock. So this is called post-punk. Then it went to goth rock, you know? And then, like, new wave. And it's a mix of all that shit, but it's before anything else.
That's more, like, slightly psychedelic than anything else right there. Yeah, I like that.
Hong Kong Garden?
No.
Oh, the glove. Yeah, the glove's just some... It's considered an art piece.
I feel like a lot of artists these days try to emulate that sound as well.
True. Right. I mean, yeah, no. Like, when you hear pop music, like, let's say you're playing pop music, I can tell you where a lot of that sound came from. Like, oh, they sampled that directly from like this.
Brian Eno.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Brian Eno came before this.
Right.
It says Brian Eno didn't get recognition until after this.
I feel like he's just always been.
Brian Eno's an immortal. I'm pretty sure he's a vampire.
Yeah.
He just
always has been, period. Like that, he's just always...
Makes me want to play The Spider by Brian Eno. I should play that? The Spider?
I mean, I didn't... Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's... And his voice, it's like...
Who is Brian Eno?
Brian Eno is... He's called the godfather of ambient.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's known
for... Are we talking late 60s, early 70s?
I mean, nobody knows. That's not...
Nobody... He's always... Yeah, like, nobody knows. He's always been around.
Are we talking 14th century or...
Gregorian.
He's a vampire. I'm pretty sure him and Marius were playing the violin and fucking... He was mentioned in Anne Rice's book.
He was a citizen of Atlantis.
Anne Rice.
I'm trying to find this track here.
But Brian Eno's English also, and he's, I guess you could call him like the godfather of all that. Although, you know, I don't know, because you're right. It's nobody wasn't not influenced by Brian Eno. You know, at least anybody playing that kind of music.
The godfather of ambient.
Here we go. This is The Spider and I.
Yeah.
So that's not Eminem.
The Immortal Fuck.
So this actually came... Brian Eno actually came 1 year before Susie and the Banshees.
What do you mean?
This album that I'm about to play. So it's The Spider and I.
Right.
it's Brian Eno. I mean, it's ambient. It's very subdued, I guess is the word I want to use.
I was going to say, at the beginning, before I started talking.
The slowest build-up ever.
It reminded me of Neverending Story, like the background music throughout the entire movie.
Like I was saying before that, is why don't you hear Brian Eno more soundtracks or sci-fi? Is because Evangelist was just too prominent. You know what Evangelist is? Evangelist was, if you ever seen the movie Blade Runner?
Oh, yeah.
It's the entire soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Oh, you see, it's perfect. Okay. Like I said it before, and I'll say it again. When I read sci-fi, I play Evangelist in the background because it's the only thing I can listen to. It sets the stage for the images in my head. You know what I mean? Okay. It's like watching a movie the entire time. So
that's right, good.
Yeah. Cut that.
Yeah.
Bring something to the table.
What?
Play some Evangelist.
Evangelist? Maybe another episode. Maybe later.
Or Popova or something. No. It's not. You know, it kind of reminds me. Did you ever listen to that band Growing? You remember that?
Growing.
Like early, mid 2000s.
I hate that name.
Jesus. Tell me how you really feel.
I don't. Second he said it, I.
The second he said
it. Ball.
Ball.
Just spit on it.
And then do it. And then grip it and then rub the head until it turns red.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it. No. Put it. I don't want to hear it. Next. No, no. Next.
That's no good.
Sorry. All right. I can't do it.
No more drone.
Growing.
Like, getting there eventually is what they're called. Build up to nothing.
Oh, I need more time.
I did ask our guests to bring a track.
Yeah, you asked us to bring
I did. I just wanted you guys to share because we haven't done that before, really, except for. What was the name of that dead chick that used to be on the show? Serena.
Did she die?
Oh, she died.
Yeah, RIP.
How did she die?
She was butchered. It was weird.
Interesting. Yeah,
they cut her up for pieces and sold her to the lowest bidder.
Do you know who?
Lowest bidder.
Yeah. To the. You can go lower than that.
They couldn't even give her away. She'll be back someday when she falls out of love.
That's what happened. I have no idea.
That's
what happened.
She fell in love and disappeared.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what
happened. We just stopped calling her. I don't know. One of the two. Whatever came first. Let's start with Family Jewels over here. It's a track called Self Control by
Frank Ocean.
Frankie Ocean.
Oh, sure.
So yeah.
Let's do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
About your summer last night. Little virgin, where's the white? You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right. Keep a place for me. Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. Cause I made you your of self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control. Keep a place for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll sleep between y'all, it's nothing.
Good.
I love that track so
that's
much.
Well produced.
That's from Blonde, right?
That is from Blonde. It's about love, heartbreak, maturity, forgiveness.
I failed all those courses.
All of them. Who is Frank Ocean?
Oh, Frank Ocean.
Yeah, that's a great
question,
actually.
He mostly produces now, right?
No, but it took a few years for this album
know.
To come out.
He's modern, yeah?
Yeah. Because he only has those two albums, his Orange, right? And then...
As a solo artist, right. Yes. Yeah. He is from Odd Future. He was part of Odd Future. Tyler, the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
He's young black dude. Deepest, scariest, most, like... His voice is just, like...
Tyler, the Creator, is annoying. His interviews, he tries to be really, like, he tries too hard to be weird. I don't like him. His music's good, but I don't like him personally.
I met him once. I was working, and I ran out of, I ran out of work with my apron on, serving tables.
Frank
Tyler.
Oh, okay.
I ran outside. I was like, oh my god, I'm such a huge fan. Can I take a photo? And he's like, yeah, only if you leave your waitress skirt on. It's fucking sick. I'm like, it's not a show. Like, he really is a weirdo.
Yeah.
I kind of admire that.
He's young, right?
He's
very young.
Yeah.
He came out. He was like 17.
Damn.
When he started putting out.
He has that brand Golf. Anyway, but Odd Future has like a bunch of members, right? And then Frank Ocean ended up leaving. And he did his own thing, and then he came out of the closet maybe like...
Oh, he's gay?
Well,
he's
that's gay. Who, what's his name, hit. Yeah. He was hit in the face or something by the guy that hits women.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown beat him up.
What?
Is that true?
No, there was something
there
like
was a
that
conflict.
That
there was a physical altercation.
Frank Ocean isn't a
Chris
bitch,
Brown beat him up because he's also gay?
No, well, yeah, he doesn't...
Frank Ocean also isn't a bitch.
Right.
Yeah. But Chris Brown's a bully. Like, he hits women and he hits gay kids. So. But he can dance. He's one hell of a dancer.
Yeah.
My prediction is when Chris Brown finally comes out of the closet, he's going to produce some of the most amazing music ever.
It would be in his favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be like humanitarian. You know, he's gonna save the world. It's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
Volunteer for FEMA.
FEMA. Tier 3 FEMA. Yeah.
Tier 3.
It's like where he has to parachute in a gallon of water to a puppy. That's
some lollipops for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Great track. The track actually talks about him having a poolside convo with an ex-lover, and he says noses are rare. Basically, they did coke all night, and they're staying up having a late night convo, talking about the past, and then at the end of the track, it says something along the lines of like, "I know you gotta leave, just spare one night for me. I know you gotta go spit game, and trust me, you got it." Basically, like, I forgive you, and I know you are where you are in your life, and I still love you, basically.
Hmm.
It's beautiful. It's so nice. It's like, it's maturity in a song.
It is. It is. It's funny because when I see romantic conflict, or I hear it in a song, or I see it in a movie, you know, it affects me emotionally really deeply. But in my life, I'm just like, get the fuck out of my house. I'm very
you know where
cold.
The front door is.
You know where the front door is.
I got you.
I love watching it and observing it, but when it comes to participating in it, I just
called you an Uber.
Yeah. Here goes some tap
it's
water.
It's actually a lift line, so deal with it.
Some tap water and a taxi. Get the fuck out.
Here's your Gatorade. See you later.
Also, I asked Mandinga, aka Zero Tech, to put a song in, and she put in something amazing.
Completely not that Frank Ocean
wasn't
too,
amazing.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean's track was amazing. But this, I know we all know, we've heard of, and it's like more our era. Me and Palafox. And this is Strangers by Portishead. What's your favorite part of the song?
It sounds like it says when the moon meets the Jew.
That's my favorite part too. I love
my friends would always sing it to me, and then when it would be like the Jew part, they'd look at me and they'd say Jew.
That's the only reason I'm friends with Mandinga.
Yeah.
She's Jewish.
A fake Jew.
She's Jewish.
Fucking fake Jew. She used to snore at Temple. That's how fake of a Jew she is.
I would eat all the cookies at Temple and be like, can we leave? Like, I don't understand anything. Can't even sit with you, Dad. This is so weird. Like,
he's like, Jesus.
What?
What?
There's actually a part in a temple during like a certain service where like the women grab candies and they open the little like veil between the men and they start throwing candies at them.
Why?
What?
I don't know. I don't speak Hebrew, so I never understood why. But
I like
you saw this multiple times.
Yeah, I was. Oh yeah, I started throwing, fucking chucking that shit like, at the guys. Like it's the only fun I had at temple. It's some
like
weird like tradition.
Different take on the pinata.
You're such a fucking Jew. No offense.
Yeah.
I love it.
No.
That's the Jewiest
offense.
Thing I've heard. It's the Jewiest thing I've ever heard.
No
life.
Comma.
No
being
comma.
Being poured through a hole offense. In a sheet? Get out of here.
Absolutely.
Well, they separate you.
Well, I didn't realize we were going to be doing like all English all the time today, I guess.
No.
Well, generally.
Is English, too?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, they're from Portishead, England. Yeah.
Yeah, so, well.
Hence the name.
And Gaytown. Don't forget Gaytown.
Oh, and Gaytown.
Is Frank Ocean English?
Frank Ocean transcends country or sexuality.
I would say R&B.
But yeah. He's American, well, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he, you know, he's sort of creating genres, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, no, it's good. It's
Have
good.
You guys heard his song, Forrest Gump?
No.
Wait, what?
So gay, but great.
Ocean Frank Ocean song, Forrest Gump?
Ocean, comma, Frank, yeah.
Ocean,
comma,
Ocean,
Frank.
Comma, Frank. So.
Yeah.
That song reminds you of Temple.
No, well, no, oh. that song reminds me of a trip to Washington when I was, like, a preteen.
Can
a
pre-teen. I... No?
Yeah, like, we went up to Washington, and I was hella pissed, because my mom had just remarried this guy. And I love him now.
Oh, we love him now, though.
Yeah, we love him now. But at the time, it was hard.
God. He's a non-Jew.
A goy. Yeah, non-Israeli. A goy.
Yeah. What's his name?
John.
We love John.
John Monroe.
John, what the fuck?
John Monroe.
He's part of the Monroe family.
Is he?
He has, like, that did president, she, like, on his wall.
Did she meet him?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In Hollywood?
No, she meet not out, Maryland?
Being a fag hag?
She met him in Huntington Beach, California.
Your mom was a
shout
fag
out to
hag.
Huntington Beach.
Yeah. I thought he was gay, but I realized he just, maybe he might have Asperger's syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
John's?
Yeah. On the spectrum a bit.
Yeah.
I know someone who I think has Asperger's. We won't say that. We won't talk about that either.
Too soon.
Too soon.
But yeah.
Too.
It reminds me of that trip.
Yep.
I was hella angsty and upset that I had to, like, be there with my new family.
Ugh,
and it was gorgeous,
John.
But I know the album came out in 97, but I just found it. And it was, like, one of the last, it was, like, one of the only albums I've ever listened to, like, from cover to cover, like, repeatedly. Just, like, in Washington, wasn't talking to them, headphones, like, Portishead the whole time.
Britney Spears' first album.
Yeah. Wallowing in my fucking angst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you discover Portishead?
Pandora. Like any good millennial,
wait,
you know?
What?
Yeah.
Pandora's been out for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Since you were a pre-teen, quote unquote?
Yeah.
No way. No, really?
Like 12, 13, yeah.
Yeah, it was a thing.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who did that? Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
No.
You know, he's.
No, he was that was Sean Parker.
Called,
that was Sean Parker.
It started off as being known as the Music Genome Project.
Mm-hmm. I thought he did.
Pandora. If it was that, if it was 10 years ago.
It was like
ago,
a side project
no
and he just gave it away.
You, no, yeah, no
maybe.
No,
sounds
10
like
years ago.
I don't know. I'm
Facebook. Yeah,
I'm just going off the movie. What do I know?
Couldn't tell you.
Stupid Mexican.
Pandora. What the fuck? That's crazy.
Send me back.
So we went through notable artists. Like, you know, artists that have been known. And there's also a lot of artists that fall into a lot of genres that I'm really faithful to. And there's this one band that nobody fucking knows about.
The Beatles.
Yeah. No, you probably never heard of them, the Beatles.
Who are the Beatles?
What?
Jesus.
What?
So
my favorite thing to do is to talk like that.
Yeah.
It's like one of my most favorite things to do every day.
It's almost a reaction at
this
point.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're going to just start to unconsciously
but, and
talk
the,
like
my
that.
Favorite word is what?
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 But all you got to do is be like out of weight before.
Wait.
Wait. What?
Where is this going? Yeah, I have no idea where this is going right now.
You do have to throw a weight in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
California
wait.
Dialect.
What?
That's creepy. It sounds like a demented dog.
And when you say it, you have to throw in the underbite. It's got to be visibly. It's got to be visible. Visible underbite. What?
Jesus. That's a meme and a half.
We got to start actually taping these with some sort of video.
We
got
to
live streaming this yet because that's too good. Because it does sound very creepy if you just hear it. It sounds really weird.
But then close your eyes and imagine it, and then the listeners know exactly what I'm saying.
But if you've been to California, you understand.
Especially
Southern. Yeah, like just a permanent squint and the just the unrighteous underbite.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are.
We're all making the same face.
Yeah, this is XR's last evening in San Francisco, so you
it
will
is.
Be fully immersed in this crowd in a matter of days.
Yeah.
I was here for 2 years, almost exactly. Exactly. And now I'm going back to where I came from.
Back to Babylon.
Back to, wait, town.
Back to Babylon.
Well, that's SoCal, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, Los Angeles.
Yeah, generally Orange County, but we'll just throw LA in there.
She's LA proper, like LA city proper.
I think so. I do enjoy an occasional OC weekend at the beach.
What neighborhood?
She goes to Newport.
Newport, like, you have to.
Yeah, no, but in LA, like
in LA,
yeah, where are you gonna live? No, where you live? Where are you gonna be?
Oh, downtown.
Ooh.
That's my jam.
Yeah, you go to the pantry.
Oh God.
I used
cash
to rave
only,
downtown.
Yeah,
cash only,
24-hour communal table.
Cash only, but
the place
God,
has been open
the
since the beginning of time.
My godfather used to tell me he went there when he was like 12.
Yeah, my grandpa used to grew up eating there. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah.
Who has godfathers these days?
Mexicans. Catholics. Yeah, Mexicans do.
I was like, what?
Non-Jews.
Yeah. Goids. Non-Jews. Goids, non-fake yeah. Jews. Yeah.
Mexicans. They still baptize babies and stuff. And
what?
What? What? A baptize?
Fucking wasp. SoCal wasp voice. Jesus.
Ugh. That's when you.
We are going to take a quick break.
Take a quick break.
Low Spark is going to play us out with. You going to introduce this? Or play
I something? Was going to with the story, but that was a better Uh-oh. Story.
Is it not a good segue?
It is, actually. We'll I'll talk about it
when no. we come back.
So this is Golden Age by a band that no one's ever heard of called Lives of Angels.
We're back.
Oh,
yes.
I just, I you know,
I'm going to take the reins now. Excuse me.
Can we not let Link Ray take the reins here? No.
It's family jewels to you.
Ooh. I didn't call you Link Ray. Oh. That'd be a compliment. This was for Mandinga, though.
Take it.
No. It's okay. Tell your story. We'll go back.
I don't have a story. I just want. We were talking about something over the break. We all took a nice little shot of Fernet. And then we were talking about cats and dogs. right?
Cats yeah. and dogs.
People yes. who own people who own cats and dogs.
Okay.
And Adam was filling me in.
Who's that?
Ignatius Palafox.
Let's edit that out. And Ignatius Palafox was filling me in.
Uh-oh.
On how you cannot trust. Let's say you're you want to get romantically involved with somebody, and you cannot trust somebody who has a cat or dog.
Pet. Okay.
My question to you was why, and your answer was
red flag.
Why is it a red flag? See, here's the thing. I don't like cats, so we don't need
who
to talk
does?
About
your
cats.
Your family doesn't either.
Yeah.
No.
Nobody does, right?
We can get back to that. I have some stories about cats. But
those I want to hear, actually.
But why not? Why? Why dogs? Who hates dogs?
Nobody. I mean, I certainly don't.
Why
hate dogs.
Is somebody who owns a dog a red flag when they're...
A red flag is generally something to...
Heed warning.
Exactly.
Consider.
Exactly, yeah.
Why?
And this is for somebody not looking to be in a long-term relationship, obviously, and not looking to have children
tell
out
us,
of wedlock.
Tell us more about that.
Okay. That's generally just a red flag. If you're willing to devote time and energy to taking care of a life, chances are, as the low spark was saying, you may or may not forget, quote-unquote, to take your birth control at a certain moment, right? I'm not saying it's an automatic no. It's just that's a...
Late 30s,
anyway.
Realizing it's the end of the road, your clock is almost expired. And you're like, oops, forgot my birth control. We're having a baby.
Oh, it's a red flag that they might want children. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway.
I love that. Okay. I think it's hilarious. We needed to say that.
There are many red flags, you know, that's just obviously. Anyway, look, it's you need to be safe, all right? You need to be safe out there, kids, okay?
I'm going
to
publish my dating playbook soon, so.
You should.
And that is chapter one. Chicks who own cats.
Ugh. Ugh. You spit on them.
You give them the winky eye. Fucking spit.
Yeah. Your girlfriend doesn't have a cat, right?
We're not discussing that. You see that nod? Like, no, we're not going.
So I thought I was offering you a gift with a little Link Ray.
Yeah.
Mandinga is a very big Link Ray fan. So
one of my favorites.
You know, everybody knows Rumble, and maybe not everybody knows who wrote that track. But you know, this is late 50s. It's 58. I mean, Link Ray more or less modernized or made popular distorted guitar,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe everybody from Neil Young to Iggy Pop to Jimmy Page, I mean, they all talk about how that was it, like that was sort of the beginning, because before they realized that it goes back even further, because you couldn't get those records, especially mm-hmm. not in England, or even America for a while, he was sort of the voice, he was that gap for a long time, you know. That fuzz, man. That's great. But, you know, basically, Link Ray was way more than just late 50s sort of rebel rock. It was... He came from a country background, you know? And then he actually... He was in the Korean War. He lost a lung.
Yeah.
He literally lost a lung. They said he would never sing again, but he has, like, one of the fucking raddest voices ever. Mm-hmm. And, like, so a lot of those tracks don't get as much play. They're not as popular as like the other tracks that Tarantino loves to play in all of his movies, you know, because they are so powerful. They are so familiar, even if you don't know exactly who's singing it. So he has a song called Take Me Home Jesus that I wanted to play.
Was born where the mountains high and the snow peaks reach the sky, where the smell is oh so sweet in the pines.
That's a 71 there. From the self-titled, yeah.
When he was an Indian hippie.
Yeah, well, he is Shawnee, or his parents were.
Pawnee or Shawnee?
Shawnee.
Okay.
Not Parks and Rec.
No,
although that is. No,
we
yeah.
We love Pawnee.
It is a real, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pawnee's, hey, bro.
Shawnee. Oh, are you Pawnee?
I'm 168th.
From the Midwest?
Sue. No,
Susie Sue?
Do you have the papers?
I have the blood test.
He's got the papes.
It's better.
The papes. Christian, good. Full circle. I like that. The papes.
Anyway, this is just a different side of Link Ray that, I don't know, that maybe we're not too used to, but I love it. Well, were we talking about that? He was in the Korean War? Did we just say that? Or was it off air?
Off air.
And he lost a lung, and they said he would never, you know, doctor said he would never sing again.
I lost a lung. Last week.
Dropped a lung or lost a lung?
I lost it. I don't know. I can't find it.
did you give her weed?
Maybe. I smoked the bowl in the corner by myself. You guys
I did dose the punch, yeah. So we are all tripping now. It's okay if that's okay with you guys. So you were saying it kind of sounds like Graham Parsons, and it is the same time. It's 71.
Yeah, because that was early 70s.
Yeah.
You know, but it did kind of sound a little bit like Graham Parsons and country rock in the beginnings of that, mm-hmm. which is what he did for a whole nother genre, you know, with the power chord and the distortion.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He has multiple, I don't know, lives, I guess, in that sense, yeah. Multiple decades of influence.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I mean, just the... artists can make such profound sounds, totally different genres. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just history built into music.
It is. It's really rare to come across an artist mm-hmm. that it's somewhat. We're going to get to this, especially towards the end of the show. But we'll talk about artists that like they change their sound or they try to adapt, and it turns to shit.
Madonna.
Well, you know,
she was good for like a whole decade. She was
more than that. Yeah. Madonna's actually changed the sound. Yeah. Like when she was relevant, she totally revolutionized different genres of music. They're like, oh, okay, well, I guess we can sound like that now. Oh, okay, we can sound like this now. Oh, that's what we can look like. Oh, we can transcend into film.
And
Madonna sets a precedence for like what can be done.
Yeah.
But now she's just a whore, an old whore.
Yeah, she's skeleton bones with the ball sack.
Yeah.
Remember the British accent?
Yeah.
What a freak.
Mary Guy Ritchie. She got it.
Are they still together?
Freak.
I don't think
they're
together.
No,
that failed.
No.
After what, which is why his movies suck now. The Beach? So.
Oh. That is true, actually. Yeah.
I do love The Beach.
Although, what was his...
she sucks.
His what?
Yeah, The Beach.
The last movie he did was a King Arthur movie.
Oh, that's right. I didn't see that.
Called Camelot?
What do you think Madonna,
we didn't see it either.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Camelot.
Yeah,
what do you think she smells like?
She probably, Madonna. She probably smells
sour
like...
Sour peaches.
She smells like Bengay.
I bet she smells like rotten vegetables.
She's pushing 60.
Rotten vegetables. Bengay. She smells like Tiger Balm.
She smells like what comes out...
Teen Spirit.
What is that called? They stick the thing up.
Catheter?
No.
Douche?
Enema.
Oh, enema, yeah.
What? Same thing.
She smells like what comes out of your enema, like you have your coffee enema, and they pull it out. The
fecal matter
the seepage. Everywhere. Yeah, she smells like that.
Her influence on music and pop culture cannot be overstated, though.
Cannot.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
My cholo brother was in love with her in the 80s.
Why?
Because yeah,
she was a whore. She was a public whore. I'm not going to slut shame.
Right. Please don't, because it's more than that. Like,
but she was a sexually on the
outside,
free woman,
right? Exactly. On the outside, it's scandalous and it's erotic, but really, it was empowering women. And I think that
she empowered my boner.
Because this is the 80s, man. This is the Reagan era. This is the say no to drugs and Nancy fucking Reagan bullshit, you know. And she was like, "Fuck you, no, fuck it." I like
a virgin.
She came out with a sex book, right?
Yeah,
she's like the Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. It's great. Now, what?
She's like the Colin Kaepernick. He's like, fuck everything.
I will not bend the knee.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he took a knee.
No, he took a knee instead of
Not Game of Thrones, okay.
And let's not forget, I'm pretty sure the Beastie Boys' first tour, they were opening up for Madonna in the early 80s.
Yeah?
So they kind of, you know, she jump-started them in a lot of ways. You know? Yeah, although they probably
because,
would have been
I mean,
pretty...
Yeah, she was way, but, yeah. The anti-culture,
yeah.
But
yes.
Pop at the same time.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a different time.
Yeah.
It was way better than, like Rick Astley or fucking
now
Tiffany
we have Katy Perry.
Fuck, you know?
Yeah. Wow, I don't know where to go.
Which
with that.
And
no, now we
by
have
the, way,
the
though,
other one.
No, yeah. I was no. So
Katy
I was wondering
Perry
because
is the epitome of a pop star,
right?
Yeah,
and but shamelessly
at least right
admits
now,
it,
and
yeah,
like
well, our
today.
Our new pop star slut is the skinny one that can well, sing,
right? And I was just gonna say
who?
Taylor Swift, like
no.
Well, everybody's shitting all over this song, right? Like it's
no,
the end of
the
country
world, girl,
right?
The girl that comes from country. Her dad's a country singer.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh God.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
She's
stuff.
Garbage.
Yeah, that's the no. Okay, so but I'm curious
because Muff Cabbage.
Everybody is shitting all over that song, right? That song. I mean, it came out a while ago now, but that Taylor
Which
Swift
one?
Song, right?
Which one?
T Swift. What about her?
Yeah, what's you know that
T Swift?
Look what you made me do, or whatever, right?
Ugh.
Yeah. So yeah, everybody. So everybody's shitting all over, but so I listened to it, and it sounds exactly like every fucking thing else on the radio that nobody's shitting all
I'd
over.
Love
so what's
to
the
just,
difference?
Like, shoot
they just
her
don't
with,
like
with
her.
A paint gun.
They don't like her.
But who so doesn't like her? She was huge, right? So I'm asking you because I don't know, and so I'm curious because I'm trying to understand.
Because she has a reputation for like dating these young stars and breaking up with them, and then writing albums about it.
She dates
over and
like
over
a month, and then writes a new album.
Yeah,
and it's a smash hit
like
album.
Pansies, though. Like
so,
that
so
dude from that English band,
and then that dude from that vampire movie.
Vampers.
What's that? Twilight.
Oh, she dated that dude,
that,
Edward.
That Mexican.
Oh, she dated the werewolf.
Yeah, the werewolf thing. Mm-hmm. She dated that. She dated one of the Jonas things. She dated
So okay, so everybody's just sick of her now. Is that
yeah.
is that what the deal is? It's not because of like the quality of the song, because I mean, again, it sounds like every other thing I hear, which I don't like, but it just I'm baffled as to why. And I know she was more country and all that, right? But
she was never country.
Pop
girl,
pop country.
Yes.
Pop
country. Okay,
she
which
give
is
that.
Yeah.
yeah. She
we
was.
Established in the last episode there's some real country that exists, but
yeah.
generally speaking,
I
it's
used
all
to
pop
listen
country.
To a lot of country. Not old country,
who?
But like
90s
new
country,
country maybe 10 years
country.
Ago.
90s country is a
like
genre.
Shania?
Yeah,
right.
Kid Rock.
Right. No,
during
that's
Shania's,
not country.
He's country.
He's
fuck
like,
off.
He's like the
he's running for
country
Senate.
Roots, country roots.
By
he's
the way,
everything Post Malone wants to be, Kid Rock.
Oh,
that might be
oh,
accurate.
That's
right?
a huge insult.
Yeah,
I thought you
yeah.
liked Post Malone.
That actually does.
I love.
Define
I love Post Malone, and I believe we talked about this mm-hmm. on the last episode
right.
that we did together.
Right.
But I think Post Malone is going to do a better job at what. Kid Rock wanted to be.
Nope.
Kid Rock was
can't
just bro jams. It wasn't
yeah,
rock, it wasn't country. It was
Kid
just
rock
rock
is
ba country.
With the ba. It was,
it was late
jams. It was
Kid,
the TRL
Kid,
days.
Kid
you know?
Rock.
We were all confused.
Kid Rock was like NASCAR. He was like...
So is Post Malone.
No. He's going to
no.
get rejected.
No, he's way more hip-hop than anything
He's going to get rejected.
You, could we,
he's too
could
black
sounding.
Could
you do me a favor and play Post Malone...
Didn't we play this last time?
The last track on his album. It's called
his first
Whitney.
Off, his only album?
His only album.
Yeah.
He just came out. Come on.
What is it called?
It's called Whitney. It's the last track on his album. And it's basically, it's a country song. But it's like, it's perfect. It's just him and a guitar and he plays all of it.
Muff of Stoney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Feeling Whitney.
Yeah.
Go. I got it.
For someone to put up with my bullshit, I can't even leave my bedroom, so I keep pouring. And I ain't seen no light of day since. Well, that's not important, it's been long. And I was feeling weird near me, my homie sipped Houston. Cars and clothes thought I was winning, you knew I was losing. You told me to wake up, but my clock always stays on snoozing. I'm done. To each their own and find peace in knowing. And you know it's broken, but here's the hoping. Show no emotion against your coding, just act as hard as you can.
Okay, no, it's
so, like I said, he's that's not country, but...
Well, it's more country than I was expecting. I'm not gonna lie.
It literally is the positive end scene soundtrack to an alternative film. It's that sound.
Out of the Wild.
Yeah, it's like
Hundred Days of Summer.
Yeah, the Shins. He's like, he hung out with the Shins for a night, did some coke, drank too much beer, and let his friend write the lyrics, and he like...
So he didn't write this? Or he did? I'm assuming he wrote this, right?
I mean, I don't know if he wrote it.
Well, lyrics aren't that powerful.
This besides him? I mean, I get it. Like,
yeah.
But if you go on YouTube and you look up like really old videos of it, before he was famous, every single... thing he performs is country. None of it's hip-hop.
That's interesting because the only thing I knew of him was way more hip-hop.
Yeah.
He needs to give up
hip-hop. Especially in interviews.
He needs to
do
this.
Dreadlocks.
But he needs to give up hip-hop.
Yeah.
Got,
like, to give
but
up
if
hip-hop,
you pay attention
like,
to
should.
What,
that's
what
not
to his style, to what he wears, it's not very hip-hop.
He's sure, no, he's might, Whiskey Tango all day.
Yeah. He might wear the chains or whatever and the jewelry, but if you look, he's wearing boots. Cowboy boots.
Where's he from?
He's from Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He needs to give up hip-hop because he's not very good at it.
Although there's a lot of hip-hop, good hip-hop coming out of
Dallas. I mean, it's made him rich.
Yeah, but I think it was his foot in the door and now he can do this. He's going to be on the Garden.
I would hope so. If
he's
going to
be on the Garden
so,
State sequel.
Because yeah. I actually like this. And I mean, I had just recently watched videos with you of like his rap stuff and it wasn't too bad. Like, I enjoyed it. But this is something that I never thought I would hear out of him, you know?
Which is good. He created this image and then he's like putting out something adverse to what his image is. And it's giving him that shine and it actually makes you pay more attention to what's being done.
Yeah, because more than half of this album is much more...
hip-hop driven.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
Which isn't, it's like, it's literally, he's part of the hum. There's a hum.
It's interesting.
Right now, and you can't really differentiate who's who and what's what, and then this makes him stand out.
This isn't bad.
Doing both would work.
He's very young. He's like 22 or something, right? So
didn't you party with him?
He's 21. I did.
She did, yeah.
I did.
Was he a shower or a grower?
You know,
it's a whole different side conversation.
I know. We had. Did we talk?
He
about
seems like a grower. He's a grower.
During our break.
No, we talked about this last time. But
showers and growers.
This is during our
not showers and growers.
So during our break, we were talking about showers and growers.
you guys
apparently apparently Family Jewels can make a man orgasm just with the power of one finger.
I doubt it.
For 40 minutes.
I will never give this link to my mom or father.
Never. No.
Never. Never.
It's not meant for them.
It's not for them.
No,
they already have Eric emailed in person. It's okay.
But you're right. No, this actually happened. And I thought, I'm like, Jesus Christ, either he's...
What? Wait.
There's something wrong with him or something wrong.
Oh, you're in the bathroom for this conversation.
What happened?
Wait. You think there's something wrong with him?
If he blew his load up, you just touched it?
No, she was like laying in bed with him, like
it's like pillow talk after sex, right?
Oh, okay.
Barely caressing it.
Okay. Wait, after? Oh, that's impressive.
He was what they call a major grower.
Major grower.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm lost. I don't know what's happening.
You know what showers and growers are?
Right. No, I know that.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you guys are talking about.
And then she went into a story about a grower and then how she, made him.
I mean, it was just pillow talk, and like I'm playing with it,
with the growing member.
But like I wasn't like going at it.
Yeah.
We were just talking.
You should have to
we were talking
be going for, at it for it to go
no,
off.
No, it was just like a very light, just like
what you were doing to my
not
arm.
Even a massage, just kind of like
a tickle.
Show them what you were doing to my arm earlier.
Yeah.
I
was
just like, and then?
Yeah, just like I liked Ooh. Having it.
They were talking
in my
about
hand.
The future.
Sure. And then? And then he made a mess.
And then like after a while, like me I would say about 40 minutes, he was like, stop. And then like he took the reins and he was like, ugh. He's like, arr.
Like an old hound dog.
And then,
like coyote in the fields.
This is a kid in his 20s.
And then it happened. We were 23. Yeah. Both 23.
And then it happened.
And then it happened. And I'm like, oh my, was that me?
But were you pissed?
No, she was very proud.
No, I was like, I didn't know. I was like.
But you weren't pissed that like that he wasted it.
Wasn't
no,
a waste.
We just had sex.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's pretty good.
He reloaded.
No, and like, and he did.
Right,
and like,
yeah, yeah.
Within
oh, yeah,
40 minutes, and I was like.
That's impressive. That's reload.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, get the fuck off of me. I'm done.
That was a be kind rewind rewatch. That's what that is.
Michelle Gondry? What the hell? What's
so
happening?
I wasn't sure. Okay. That's why he said, like, I wasn't sure if it was my doing or, like.
Definitely
his
doing.
Doing.
No, that
but,
was yours.
But then, no, we were talking about,
if it was
like,
pre, it was his. If it was after,
it's
yeah,
all
we
you.
Were saying,
take credit.
It's
take
all
credit
it's all in his good. Mind, like, where he is mentally.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, it was interesting to me.
He came like a girl.
By the way, yeah, I wouldn't waste it like that, though. I don't know. That's, yeah. Yeah.
So to speak.
To me, it just seems like a waste.
Wow.
But no, yeah. Take credit for that.
I aim for my face. I always, yeah. Anyways,
that's such movie. A sharp image in my mind. Whenever you say that,
coming in someone's
try to
house.
Get in your mouth the whole time.
No, like I try to get it on my like widow's peak.
You try to get it on your widow's peak. Is that what you just said? That's impressive. That's a launch angle that I am unfamiliar with. That's pretty good. Anyway, okay, this is getting a little off the rails, but
I'm sweating okay. Now.
It's getting hotter. It's hot. It is getting hotter.
Well, the sun's peaking a little bit.
I'm peaking. And in 9 months, you'll be crowning.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Red flag. No dice.
I do full term babies.
Yes, dice. Hilarious. Actually, the first time I ever heard that term came from that guy.
What term?
No dice.
No dice. Yeah, you got no that dice. From Donnie dice. Darko, probably. Right?
Probably.
Yeah.
No, that's an old term.
Yeah, but
that's an old gambling term.
Yeah, but nobody used to say it.
That's like an Atlantic
City term.
That's
all he ever said.
Yeah,
no dice.
Yeah, but kids didn't say that shit until Donnie
said,
Darko.
No, I said off. I've been saying this. Kidding. Please, yeah, it's been in movies forever.
And
I just spit.
By the way, you were 16 when that movie came out. So
no, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I'm older than you.
That
yeah,
movie
I know.
Is
I was 18. Yeah,
that movie's okay.
Yeah, but you were like 2 years old when that movie came out.
Yeah,
if
but
you
I've
saw
seen
that
it.
Movie when you were a teenager and it came out for the first time, it was good. That was a good movie.
It was different.
Good
it was
movie. Dope. Good soundtrack.
It's a really good soundtrack. It's all 80s. Yeah, it's nice.
Speaking
yeah.
of 80s. Well, somewhere. We did the 80s. We started with the 80s.
We
well,
always,
we started with the
we
70s.
We always do the 80s.
Late 70s post-punk.
Mm-hmm.
80s. Let's move to the 90s. The Godfather. I love Godfathers of music. The Godfather of acid.
It's okay.
House. Acid house electronic. Or what my friends and me call IE.
Are we talking about Scarface? Or?
No. IE.
It's okay or it's not okay?
Did you give her a shot?
No, we're out
not
of booze.
Another one.
Intellectual electronic.
Intellectual electronic.
Aphex Twin.
This is new. Oh, Aphex. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is from his Selected Ambient Works, 85 through 92.
Okay.
I'm going to play, hard to pronounce, X-T-A-L, Stahl. Or Stahl.
So Aphex Twin, this is 80s.
Well, he started producing stuff late. I want to say 88, 89, but the album says 85 to 92. His first album to come out to early 90s. His first single came out in like 90, 91. It's called Didgeridoo.
Yeah.
But Aphex Twin is highly respected in the electronica like format.
There are even, I know, jazz communities that appreciate. I actually saw The Bad Plus, which is a quartet, trio. And it is
produces
a classic jazz, and they did they did covers.
He's
of
not
Aphex
he's
Twin.
Not he's totally rad. Not DJ Press Play. Like, he produces his own music.
Appreciate that.
He uses natural.
Well, he came from
natural.
A time when you had to.
You had to. Yeah. I mean, he came around the same time as, but he credits Boards of Canada, and they do their ambient shit, you know. But Aphex Twin does weird stuff. Like, there's that story of, you know, the Come to Daddy song where I made an unwanted roommate move out because I would lock. I'm the only room in the house that could be locked, and he was my neighbor. Oh. It was separated by one door, and both sides of the door was locked. Like, it was like a wall, you know? And his name was Wasim, that piece of shit. And my roommate, Pat, was like, fuck.
It's my favorite story.
My roommate, Pat, was like, we need to get him the fuck out. I'm like, all right, well, let me figure this out. So what I did was I had these giant speakers, like, I'm talking like 80s to 90s speakers.
4-foot speakers.
Yeah. And I would put the speakers against the door to separate our rooms, turn it all the way up, put Come to Daddy on repeat, full blast, leave for work for 8 hours, lock my door. And he slept because he did graveyard shift as security guard. So he couldn't sleep. 2 weeks later, he was gone. Like, his room was empty. He left. We didn't even have to kick him out. He just left.
You have to play Come to Daddy.
Do I?
Yeah.
It's a little loud.
Do it.
I was going to play somebody else.
That's like when they that's how they torture people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I was, I should be at Guantanamo.
And like strobe lights and.
So just
like 12 hours straight, that'll fuck you up.
Just to give you guys a little taste as to what I'm talking about, here's
do you have bread or something?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, beer. here goes Come to Daddy.
Beer is liquid bread. You got it. There's a
it's loud.
I think there's a shot for you right here.
I see that. Yeah.
Welcome you back to LA.
I'm playing the track now.
LA Dodgers. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll never. Can you hear it? I will never root for that.
Can you hear it? Like,
he was gone. For the sake of brevity, I'm just gonna short it because that's enough. Like, if I had to listen to that all day, that's like. Do you remember Prodigy?
Yeah.
That's definitely where Prodigy got their influence, right? That's
everybody that's got their influence.
Shit. Yeah, that's good shit. So just full blast.
Oh,
speakers
yeah,
on the
8
wall.
8 hours a day. Yeah.
So bad.
I'd come back and he'd be awake in the living room, like looking at me with his eyes wide, like,
it would
what
cause
the
insanity.
Fuck? I'm like, what's up, dude? You want to say something? I didn't think so. I walk into my room, turn off the music. He was afraid of me. I threatened to kill him maybe like a dozen times. God. We'd be in the living room playing video games with my friends, and he'd be like eating like dinner or something, like alone, because nobody ever liked that guy. He had no friends, zero friends, zero family. He'd be eating alone, like dinner by himself, with a stupid look on his face, and my friend would get up and he'd try to talk to them, and I'd like look over the partition between the living room and the dining room and be like, you ever talk to my friends again, I'll fucking kill you.
Wait, why are you living with this guy?
I didn't choose him. I wasn't the main tenant. He was just my unchosen roommate.
Wasim, where's Wasim now?
Last time I saw him, he was berating some dude about a Nikon camera in the Tenderloin. He was living at a SRO.
So he was doing meth.
He had a
heroin.
He had a broken arm cast, and he was talking to some random European, like giving this guy an ear beating about Nikon cameras. And I'm like, you're exactly where you deserve to be.
I think the term SRO just freaked out the XR. Yeah. She has bad memories of Chinatown.
Yeah.
Can words describe it?
Should I talk about it?
Can words describe
it? It was bad. Should I pull up the list?
Jesus.
No.
Next episode. Yeah, we've already said my name is Family Jewels.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
No, we'll find you. The internet will find you.
Oh, they'll find me. I already told them. Twitter.
Twatter. We call it Twatter.
Are we back?
Well, and we're back for a while.
And we're back.
You guys remember SNL? And we're back! Jimmy Fallon?
Don't mention that guy's name in front of me. He's a hack. That guy's such a hack.
Oh, my God.
Such a
hack. What was that? No, I don't...
You're not Chevy. What's skit? Stop laughing.
Nobody's
it was a skit where they were doing a radio.
Oh.
And every time they did a commercial and then they came in, he's like, oh, and we're back! Yeah!
Well, yeah, you have to do that morning drive time radio voice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was awful.
And we're back.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
KBBL's going to give me something stupid. Yeah. But,
totes.
No, but you're right. He was the worst corpser of maybe SNL history.
Yeah.
Which is
basically
when you laugh when you're not supposed to laugh.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Terrible. He was the worst. And he admits
but
it.
But it wasn't natural. It was intentional.
No, really? He's just not a good actor.
He was trying to shine.
He's a better comedian than actor.
He's a better.
He's nothing. Like it's like Jerry Seinfeld. He is a better. It's like when you watch old Seinfeld episodes, Jerry's pretty much laughing the entire time, and he talks about that.
Who's your favorite
that
guy cast looks like a reject.
He's not an actor. He's my
favorite cast member.
Yeah,
Chris Farley.
No, Farley. Close. Farley. No. 100%. Or Belushi in the John Belushi bar.
Belushi,
right?
All day.
Yeah.
Belushi all day.
Which, by the way, we've been dipping out of that Belushi bar all day, and now. Family Jewels and I am right.
I'll give you the first season of SNL, and then you'll shut your fucking hole.
I'm about to take your shot.
Yeah, this is your last night.
Yeah.
Take your Casamigo shot.
Do you guys remember the last time we did this?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what are we drinking? Tapatio.
Tapatio.
The real tequila.
Real tequila. Pick it up, bottoms up. This is your going away party.
Take your shot.
Episode 10.
Super Fagala.
Just so you guys know,
and for Belushi,
Mandinga
though,
and I had breakfast together
for
and,
John Belushi.
And
don't get,
not Jim.
Don't get the Belushis mixed up.
Jesus Christ.
Jim did some good movies. All though.
Right, fine.
Wait, so who's John Belushi?
John,
the bigger one.
John was the one on SNL.
Yeah. Okay.
The real
Fuck
one.
You guys for this shot.
The real one.
The only one. So yeah.
When he does his rendition of Joe Cocker.
Oh, it's incredible.
On SNL. It's one of the greatest live performances of all time.
Joe Cocker.
It's
like Andy Kaufman doing Elvis. It's just fucking amazing. It's incredible. Unparalleled, yeah. John Belushi is a god. He's fucking incredible. Chris Farley,
amazing.
I will say, is...
comedic genius.
Probably the funniest man that's ever lived.
I prefer Chris Farley in his films... He was too big for SNL.
No, he was.
He was
in a Chippendale skit with
but
Patrick
Swayze.
But
he was more free. He was more free in SNL, yeah.
Patrick Swayze
is the most pervert human being.
Fuck, man. Rest in peace.
He's my go-to.
Fuck.
He's
like,
the fighting fairy.
I gotta go
he's
home and watch Roadhouse and fucking
Outsiders.
And Tommy Boy.
The Swayze, man. R.I.P. God damn. And Donnie Darko. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one. Nice.
You got a lot of movies to watch.
No dice.
So good.
Put the little one to bed to watch some freaky shit.
Oh man, Swayze. That's the second time he's brought up today. I like that.
Come to Daddy wasn't the next track I wanted to play from Aphex Twin. I wanted to play Is Us because I don't know if you guys have heard my phone ring. It's got a weird intro to it.
It sounds like Sadie.
Yeah, it sounds like a child.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a fucking... The way it develops, the whole song is ridiculous. It's for me. It's my favorite Aphex Twin song.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
I mean, you want to hear it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna play it right now.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Stop making that big face. Thank you.
so that's so you've been, this has been queued up every episode, I feel like. You've been wanting to talk.
Well, it's my ringtone.
That's what it is. Yeah. And you fail to put your phone on silent for the first half of these episodes.
But listen to the development of like this. Turn this up, just right here. Playing the strings with his keyboard, you can tell.
Yeah, it's all MIDI. Yeah. He's also using the fader as like a rhythm section, which is kind of cool.
Fuck. I mean, look how freaky he is.
The photo is creepy.
His music video for Come to Daddy is fucked up. Richard D. James. He's a beast.
Shout out to Nappy A. He's texting us right now.
Padilla.
Yeah, Padilla says, kisses to all.
Yeah. He needs to take steroids.
Padilla?
Oh, Padilla. A little Padilla.
Eat steaks and do squats.
He needs to eat steaks and
drink
squats.
A lot of beers. Drink a lot of beers and eat steaks.
But he might have a chance.
With?
You.
With me. Yeah.
I figured he was too pretty for
it's
you.
True.
Oh, not too pretty.
Okay. Too pretty, too soft. Too soft was the key. Yeah.
His face is real pretty.
He's really pretty.
Too pretty. Maybe not too pretty. That's okay.
I mean, it's very, like, almost feminine, but, like, I don't want to insult the dude.
Oh, there's
like,
no
he's
almost.
Still, like, he's he's a beautiful man.
He looks like a very young
James
Dean.
I think we have a new subscriber.
Yeah.
That's a stress.
No, he does, though. No, she's right.
Like a Mexican James Dean.
Maybe. He's not as, like, he doesn't have that jawline of James Dean, but he has, like, almost the, well, he's got the...
Fragility.
Intentional style of James Dean.
Yeah, and if you're not an uptight piece of shit, then you'll get his sense of humor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ooh, his sense of
okay.
humor is
somebody's,
like, I think, me.
He's funny. She appreciates him.
I know,
but
I appreciate
too much
him
of a
for who he is.
He needs to do squats and eat steaks.
Squats.
Do you hear that, Nappy A?
Simultaneously.
Do you hear that, Nappy A?
So all of our listeners, make sure you follow Nappy _A. Just the letter A.
Ooh, that's a big plug right there.
Yeah.
I hope he deserves it. I think
yeah.
he does.
I mean, we're talking about him. Might as well plug.
I call him Amelia Padilla.
Yeah, definitely more Emilio in there. I think
Amelia.
Amelia.
Oh, I thought you were thinking Emilio Estevez. Because that makes more sense to me. Then
he does
actually.
Look
you know what?
That was Emilio. Subconscious
skin color. Yeah,
wow.
Everything. Yeah.
That was me.
You know,
so
a good-looking guy, by the way.
Wow, he does look like an Emilio Estevez.
Yeah,
Emilio's
a,
now
Emilio's
that
dope.
You say that.
Emilio's a badass.
He is.
Fucking
he
young
was.
Gun.
Yeah, young guns, dude.
Yeah.
That's when he was Emilio Sheen.
He's a fucking regulator. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And then he was ashamed.
Mighty Ducks.
And then he was Gordon Bombay, and then the rest is history.
Gordon Bombay.
You're gonna play that band?
Well, no, not yet. I'll
well,
play
I, you know, it's rare we have the, or at least lately it's been rare that we've had the privilege of guests, and so I want to do appease Mandinga by getting into a little bit more roots, a little bit
ooh,
more
let's
dumb.
Do it.
Yeah, and also a shout out to the not late but great Lee Scratch Perry, who by the way is touring, and he played last year at the Independent, and I fucking missed it. I mean, I tried. Actually, I went, but it was sold out. But I failed because I hadn't bought tickets in advance. I didn't know. I just happened to be driving down to Viz, and I saw his name on the marquee. We just pulled over and tried. But yeah. So anyway, but he's still going. You know, he's in his 80s. I mean, the man's he might be 80, but still. I mean, it's fucking incredible. But you know, Lee Scratch. Sort of. You know, you were talking about. Sampling, right? And the baby, actually, which is funny, it might be the first use of a sample, quite possibly. This is, you know, and it is a baby, which is kind of interesting. But this is a People Funny Boy. People Funny Boy.
Top.
It is a little extreme. But this is 1968.
Yeah.
And this is ritzy. Yeah, this is he formed his own label, the Upsetters, mm-hmm. right? Upsetter Records, the
quintessential roots.
Yeah, and so People Funny Boy, which was a direct sort of insult to his old partner Joe Gibbs, or whatever. You know, this is like old. This is like dancehall. This is Jamaica
yeah.
mm-hmm.
in the late '60s. You know, right? Exactly. This is before reggae, but this sort of sound and that beat and that tone and that melodic structure more or less created what we now know as reggae. Yeah. And so, you know, anyway, he created, what was it, Black Ark, his own label after he was on island for a little bit and then just said, fuck it. And he had, like, a little studio in his backyard, basically, that he just made. And, I mean, it's the guy's fucking incredible, you know? So mm-hmm. he had his own albums, and then he's really more famous for producing. And, so he would famously talk about blowing weed smoke into the microphone, you know?
For the sound?
Yeah, so that, you know, the track will...
Stoner.
Yeah. Can fuel the weed, you know? It's incredible.
That's so
I like
stupid.
Natural sound. No, I love him.
It's amazing.
That's I love
so you know, it's no, but it's kind of good. It's
That's like, what's his name, who recorded fucking Joy Division's albums. No. He would record dead sound just to put that
no yeah
as a
so
soundtrack.
I, well, that's what I was thinking of Phil Lesh in the 60s when the Dead was doing their second album, and he would go out to the desert
something
and
Guinness.
Record desert air, and
yeah.
then he would go up to the mountains and record mountain air,
yeah.
and he would and that would be the rhythm track,
the blend.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fucking incredible, dude. That's yeah. amazing. That's real producing right there. Yeah, that's yeah. when
you just
you know
showed
you
me
care.
A video of Pharrell listening to
oh
what's
he's
her
listening
name?
To Maggie Rogers,
and she said that she loves to go out into nature and record sound and develop off that.
Yeah, yeah. She's a hippie.
Yeah. But she's also
beautiful.
Should
we watch that video?
So I, but okay, so it's, well, I don't know if you, but I can't really stress the importance of Lee Scratch Perry.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody, so there's actually a really good book called Bass Culture by Lloyd Bradley. I'm not getting paid to say that. I'm just like it's an incredible book. It basically talks about the history of which was dancehall in Jamaica, which you know eventually led into all that. But it's
Bass Culture
by Lloyd Bradley. It's incredible. It's a great book. Anyway, he also produced the Congos first album and
Ooh,
discovered the
of
Congos.
Of course,
yeah.
The Congos have
course.
Maybe
quintessential.
Yeah. I mean, easily yeah. one of the greatest reggae albums of all time. Or dub, you know, whatever you want to call it, Heart of the Congos. And I did want to play Open the Gate just because.
We played
yeah.
it already.
We did.
Yeah, that's from five episodes ago. It's that good, though. I'll
it
play
is
it again.
That good.
Play it again.
It is. I mean, oh, so it may, every song on the album is that good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
so
it is that good.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Hallelujah. Please send the Father to my dear Hallelujah.
Somehow the conversation has evolved into the origins of punk. But either way.
New York.
Sorry, I when I hear that song, I can't not
the Bowery.
Listen to the entire thing. But anyway.
CBGB.
Yeah.
CBGB.
US punk, not British punk.
Yeah, came first. Yeah. It was.
That's it.
It was the egg before the chicken.
Oh, yeah. It's, it's the Stooges, MC5. I mean, come on.
But MC5, anyway. MC5.
Oh, come on.
So. Suck your dick later.
Anyway. you had a bone to pick with Popular Society.
Yeah, okay, well, we've talked about Arcade Fire before.
Arcade Fire, they're like 42-piece band.
Ugh. Yeah.
Right.
The one I always think that...
Oh.
Joel Santana's not approved.
Anyways.
Not approved by Joel Santana.
Prove me right.
Arcade Fire has put out like a lot of big hits, like, you know, it's pop music, 2003 to now.
Mm-hmm.
I went to their concert, blew me away.
That's right, that's right.
Okay.
Shoreline.
That's right.
That's okay.
Blew me away.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They've put out an album that is not well received, man. It's like, it's kind of scary how bad. Like,
which one?
What is it called? So Everything Now. So Spin put out an article.
Spin's still around?
The Spin's magazine? Still, it's online.
Are they still
now.
Printing? Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
So, okay. Let me read the article.
Please.
Arcade Fire. Well, let me read the title first. Review. Arcade Fire's Everything Now is a deeply cynical, joyless album.
Jesus.
Wow. That's
deep.
That's hurtful.
Arcade Fire aren't much fun these days either. Their new record, Everything Now, is particularly bad, cementing their status as a band who used to be good. I only like their early stuff. Really? Before the members have even hit middle age, once, Arcade Fire were the natural successors to U2, purveyors of ultra-earnest stadium rock whose buoyant melodies were undergirded by resonant mantras about seeking meaning in this cruel, callous world. Wake up, they chanted, Jesus. Backed by a million millennial whoops. Now they've traded in their guitars for synthesizers, replaced starry-eyed sentiments with cynical
Jeremiads.
They've become the worst kind of celebrity artist. Finger-pointers blaming the kids and the corporations and the websites. Everyone but the band itself, who sit up high in the haughtiness of a message board moderator.
What a great article so far.
Are you sure that's not Pitchfork?
Wow.
Fuck.
That was yeah.
Jesus.
But I listened to the album and I fucking like it. It's good.
Did you like it out of Rebellion?
Does the article ever get any nicer?
I didn't read past that.
I don't think it can get any nicer.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
So I'm gonna play there's two tracks. So
there's like all of this, but
so there's a husband and wife.
But we kinda like it.
But we like
3 out of 5.
The husband and wife duo who make up the band mostly, the front. I love when they both sing their own tracks because they have different sounds to it. I'm going to play the husband's track. I forget his name.
Wait, you mean like they sing
when they sing the lead in the track?
Or do they
when they take the lead in the track.
Are they harmonizing or no?
They harmonize too, but I'm going to play Good Goddamn by Arcade Fire.
You want to get messed up? when the times get rough. Put your favorite record on, baby. And fill the bathtub up. You wanna say goodbye to your oldest friends with a good goddamn. With a good goddamn. Lay out your clothes. It's time to go. It's always darkest before the dawn. The sun never shows. You could say goodbye to your oldest friend. There's a good God damn. Maybe there's a good God damn. Maybe there's a good God damn. Maybe there's a good God damn.
Shit on. It's totally being shit on right now. I don't get it.
It's not bad. It's a month old. It's not bad, yeah.
It's a month old.
I kind of like the...
It's a month old?
Well, from what I know. But it came out like last month today.
Okay. Is this what the whole... Is this... The whole app, like what it sounds like.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, let's check his wife's
What's
track.
The name of this track? Maybe there's a good.
This is Good Goddamn.
Good Goddamn.
Good Goddamn.
I like the name.
A little positive, negative.
I mean, it's exactly what I was expecting. Like, I don't think.
So it's
I mean,
Arcade Fire.
I'm not very Arcade Fire.
The thing is, I think in a time of positive anthems, well-read. Fucking, like, go out there and get it or fucking party your ass off kind of lifestyle that everyone's leading. This cynical, like it said on the article, this cynical album doesn't have a place.
Cynical?
I mean, listen to the lyrics.
So maybe this is saying good the thing. Whole album is cynical.
Well, let's check it out.
A bad
let's
track.
Let's check out Electric Blue.
By the way, I like the idea of you know, polytheism. By the way, because I mean,
yeah.
That's the original
yeah.
faith-based system. It makes more sense to me. God for this, God for that. Anyway.
Let's hear his wife's lead off track.
Yeah.
It's called Electric Blue, same album. Good.
I don't hate this.
And we're back.
It's out of place.
And we're back.
It's out of place. There's no
place. Is it out of place for them though?
It's out of place for
the
90%
of the
population.
I'm very ignorant on the last 10 years of Arcade Fire, so I don't really know what they've been putting out. I don't know what the bar they have set.
So their bar
for me, this is
their bar for me is so high because when I went to that live show, I was such in a bad mood. I was in a bad fucking mood because Devo canceled.
Right.
But when they kept playing, I was like, I was just blown away. I went from crossing my arms, standing up, like just staring stoically at the stage, to just like dancing and partying with the rest of the people.
Started so live, the so they sound good live.
Oh, they fucking kill it.
That's not easy, man.
It's a big fucking
They literally
ensemble.
Have like 30 people.
It's a big ensemble. Yeah, they fucking kill it.
It's 30 people?
I don't know. It's It's like a score of people.
And their stage presence is
Arcade
just
fire.
It's thick. It's like right? fucking.
I don't know. They
no,
were.
No.
At,
you're younger
the
than
one
me.
Time,
you should know.
Okay, so they were playing Coachella once, and I went to the year that they were headlining. Mm.
They were headlining.
Yeah, okay. And I laughed, and I was like, "Chuh!" Walked right past their stage. Oh. I was like, "Nope, not me."
Are you sure that wasn't Flaming Lips?
No. I walked right past them.
Okay. We're going to take you to a concert. I'm going to take you to a real concert.
Wait, you walked right past because of the music or because there was
just because
too many
it was Arcade Fire.
Stage? Got it.
I was like, I don't, that's not me.
So who did you see that year?
That was me until about 15 minutes into the concert.
No, but they were headlining. They were headlining. So who did you go see instead of them that year? They were headlining.
Maybe like Odessa.
Oh, ooh, Odessa.
What?
It's
you
like,
don't like that?
Well, it's lesbian. No offense, it's lesbian music.
Oh.
Lesbian.
I know Odetta.
What? No.
But she's dead now. So
Odessa. I think maybe Drake
There's
was headlining.
Seven.
Well, then you were at the Drake stage.
That's my baby boy.
Right.
His baby daddy right
They're
there.
Big. There's
and by
seven
the way,
members.
Where's the hat?
No, but they have a full ensemble behind them.
Oh. I'm not going to... I like the... I don't know what that is, but I like it.
Yeah, the Mexican bun.
The pineapple.
The bean... The
Mexican sweetbread.
The beaner bun. The beaner bun at the top.
Wait, what's
the beaner
the sweetbread
top
called again?
By the way, to all of our listeners, I got fired.
From the job that we all had together.
From a job that... Everybody
none of us work
with,
at anywhere.
Within
no,
this podcast, we all used to work there. And
so, you're welcome, listeners.
I'm 100% Mexican. And I was just like...
Un 100%.
Sí! And I said beaner to like a fellow coworker. And she was just like, ha ha. But somebody else heard...
A different Mexican.
A Ooh. Different Mexican.
A Mexican without a sense of humor?
A Mexican
with a chip on their shoulder.
Got it.
But if you say that to them, they don't know what that means.
I took a turn for the worst.
So bad.
They don't know what chip, because they look for like a potato, like a Lay's potato chip on their shoulder, and they're like, oh, what are you talking about? It's clean. It's clean. There's nothing there. But... Yeah. So
somebody turned you in.
Someone else turned me in, and then they're like,
for your blatant racism.
You're gone. And I was like,
you're gone.
I was going to quit.
I was.
A week later.
Yeah, a week. They beat me to it.
They beat you to it.
So if you're listening,
you're cashing that unemployment check.
This one's for you.
Yeah, this one's for you. Oh, my God.
But it's okay because.
But it's okay because you know that's not it.
That's not it
for everyone there. This is it for them.
Jesus, so deep.
That's it
so
for them.
Deep.
That's as high as they'll ever get.
This
you see all of this.
This is it.
This is it. Way.
It's the way.
So you're going back to LA to. Join more of your people.
To buy tacos, street tacos, right. From the rest of, yeah,
Mexico.
My people.
Got real it. Mexican food.
So, like, you back to the $2 tacos rather than the $5 tacos that we have.
More like yeah. $8 tacos.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But yeah. They're better here, I'm not gonna lie. I'm just saying.
Are they?
I'm just saying.
It's cleaner.
I mean, you go
that.
To Fresno it's and they're like Thank 75 you. Cents and they're delish.
Well, Greece is delicious.
Grease, yeah, the gutter oil is real,
and it's the word.
So yeah,
no, you guys are too young.
Wait, what?
It's the word.
So, never mind. Don't worry about it.
The bird.
No.
Oh.
Grease.
Oh.
Oh, Grease. I hate that movie. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I love that movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
John Travolta.
Well, and that's the second time we mentioned John Travolta today, yeah. Sort of.
Is he going to die? If we mention him again, he's going to die, so do not talk about him. I want him to live forever. Scientology rules.
I don't. I want him
I mean,
to
the man
die
can
like
dance.
No, because if he
the
dies,
man can
I'm blaming
dance.
You.
The man can dance. Okay.
He can fucking dance.
He can dance, dude.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's gay. Love Colts.
Zero Tech just came from snorting some coke in the kitchen. It's weird.
I don't do that anymore.
Nap time?
You want to outro the fuck out? Because... I'm starving.
Yeah, because we need to get started on this cult. We need
I want some pho.
To figure out.
I
think we are going to business close it meeting. Out with sort of the way we came up with a little Link Ray.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jukebox Mama.
It's my nickname.
You know you're gonna lose your man.